The new rules announced July 6th would have forced international students on two common visas to leave the U.S. if their schools only offered online classes this fall. A broad coalition of opponents, including president of the Commission of Independent Colleges and Universities in New York, Mary Beth Labate, say the move was designed to force colleges to fully reopen before it was safe.
Colleges should not be backed into a corner and forced to change their reopening plans based on the political whims of the Trump administration.
And while New York City is the most popular destination for international students in New York, Labate says the policy change would have also had a major impact across upstate and western New York.
Cornell, Syracuse University, Rochester, University of Rochester, Rochester Institute of Technology attract an enormous number of international students who contribute immediately to the fabric of those schools and to the local economy.
Speaking on the same press call Tuesday, SUNY Provost Todd Larson said international students pay more than $700 million in tuition and fees each year, plus millions more in housing and other costs. SUNY also employs more than 3,000 international students as research and teaching assistants.
The impact of this economically and on the academic mission is huge for the state of New York and for SUNY, as a matter of fact.
The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, will now revert back to guidance it issued in March that allows students taking online classes to remain in the U.S. on F-1 visas. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.